who's lost his father and his mother, what word would you use to describe?
Orphan.
And then a person who's been appointed to look after this orphan, how would you refer to them?
It would be their guardian.
If a person gives a party and they invite all the people that are related to them, then they might say that she has asked all
of the family, I guess, or all the relatives.
Well, which would you be more?
Well, depending on how extensive it would be. I would consider family to maybe go to the aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews. Relatives would, you know, go to first, second, third cousins and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like on great Christmas,
uncles and
we
great
just have, we have the family.
That's what I would say, yeah.
You might say if someone has the same family name and looks a little bit like you, but you might say, no, actually, you wanted to show that there was a difference, there was a separation. Even though she did have the same family name, that she does look like you, how would you describe the fact that no, there was no actual connection?
I mean, you could say that they're not a relative?
Yeah.
Or they're not a blood relative?
Mm-hmm. Is that how you...
Well, they could be a relative and not be a blood relative because they could have married into the family, so they could be a relative by marriage. And at the same time, not be a blood relative.
Okay. Well, how you would say? Well, actually, I'm no. Would you say I'm no relative, or I'm no? I'm not a blood relative to that person.
Well, if I wasn't blood relative to that person, I would say that yes. If I wasn't related to them by blood or marriage, I would say they're not kin to me, or I am not a kin of theirs.
All right, Mimi's first name was
Mary.
And what was George Washington's wife's name?
Mary Custis.
George Washington.
No, Martha.
Okay. Was that Mimi's full name, Mary Custis?
I'm pretty sure it was right this minute. I've forgotten.
Where did the Custis come from? Her father?
No, they just named him. Most girls had two names. And
well, I just thought, you know,
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah, well, there was no family reason for giving our girls the middle names that we did.
Well, it was
just because we liked them.
Yeah, but Stephanie, now though, you did want us to have the same, you tried to make us have the same initials.
I don't see how. Stephanie starts with an S, Karen starts with a K.
Well, that's where it fell down, but they both have the D for the middle name. That's what you always told me. Cecil's wife's name.
Nell.
And then if you wanted to make it kind of like a nickname, kind of like Johnny or Sally, what might you call it?
I guess you'd call it Nellie. I don't know. Well, I wouldn't ever do it.
Okay. And then what's the nickname for boy named William?
Bill.
Or for a little boy, you might call him
Billy.
Yeah. You might not know this. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels? There was Mark, Luke, John, and
Matthew.
Okay.
But it was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh. Not Mark, Luke, John, and Matthew.
Well, they have the three.
Yeah. Why should I not know that?